If you're watching this, you're thinking of starting a podcast and you've probably been thinking about it for quite some time. 6 months ago, I was in the exact same position as you. I'd been dreaming of starting a podcast over a year, but I had all these limiting beliefs in my mind for reasons why I couldn't start my own show. And all of it was just cope. All of it was just an excuse not to start my podcast and follow my dreams because obviously there's the uncertainty and the chance of failure. But finally, after months and months of deliberating and overthinking and ruminating, I started my show. And within the first few months, I got 4 million views across all social media platforms. Fast forward to now, I'm Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster who secured dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Bertie Gregory, over 10 plus best-selling authors at least, CEOs, and many, many more. And I've recorded over 50 episodes and counting, and I've got over 60,000 monthly listeners on YouTube, and I'm now monetized, and I've got my first ever student in my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, which documents and tells you exactly how I've done this process from start to now. All of that in less than 6 months. So if you're watching this, I'm going to give you every single reason why you need to start your own podcast now before it's too late. Because you think you have a lot of time, but you might blink and it's 10 years, 20 years from now. You're old or you have kids or you're stuck in this 9-to-5 job, which you hate. If you're watching this, this is the exact moment your whole life's been leading up to, where you finally take hold of your dreams and pursue them and become a pro podcaster like me today. Because I was in your exact same situation 6 months ago. And look at all the success that I've achieved already. By the way, all the success that I'm talking about is on my main podcast channel. This is my second channel where I give you free podcast advice so you can become a pro like me. So the first reason why you need to start your podcast is because it's the single most easy way to become a professional content creator right now. With just one 1 to 2 hour episode every month, you can repurpose that and turn it into an almost unlimited amount of content, which you can just passively schedule and let it post and get engagement whilst you sleep. So how do you do this? So say your episode is 1 hour. You'd use a software like I do called Descript, which is an AI software for podcasts and editing. And you would just go on to there and get it to create AI clips for you where the AI goes through your video and chooses the most engaging topics. And you can do 20 of those at a time. From a 1 hour episode, imagine 20 highly engaging clips that had the chance of going viral like they did for me. From one clip, I got over 3 million views when I first started my show from doing this method. And it gives you almost 3 weeks worth of content, which you can schedule every single day. And then you can turn your 1 hour episode into 10 minute snippets, which you can then post every other day or every few days or every single day onto YouTube. And then you can turn your episode into a blog post, again, using AI to draft you a blog post, or turn it into engaging tweets where you get the most controversial or insightful snippets and sound bites from your transcript and then post that onto Twitter. See what I mean? Think about those content creators that have to create short form content every single day. They spend ages scripting, preparing, doing the lighting, doing all the retakes, then they post it onto social media and then they go to sleep and then wake up and then they have to do it all over again. With a podcast, you can just prepare, record a 1 to 2 hour conversation with someone interesting, or just do it solo if you have some insights that you want to share with the world. And then you can turn that into daily pieces of content that you can just schedule for the rest of the month and then forget about it until 4 weeks' time. How easy, lazy, yet effective is that? It's exactly what I do. I do more than one episode a month. I'm just using that as an easy example to get you started. But it's an absolute game changer. And I was in the short form content creator trap 1 or 2 years ago when I was doing my photography videos. I'd have to wake up every single morning and think, what do I have to post now? Whereas right now, I've got 4 clips every single day scheduled from now until 2 months' time. And I can add more of those already because I'm doing new episodes a week, publishing twice a week. So I have a whole bank of short form content just sitting there waiting to be posted, scheduled, ready to go viral and blow up my show even more. So it's the easiest way to become a content creator. And let's be real, if you're watching this, you want to be a podcaster, you want to be a content creator. So just freaking start. And then even if you are at school or you have a job or you're uncertain, just do a few episodes. Do one episode this month. Get to scripts, like £25 a month, and it's so worth it. It saves you hundreds of hours a week to just repurpose everything for you. And you have a complete month's worth of content. And you're guaranteed to get at least a couple hundred views per video if they're short form videos, because they always get at least 100 views, 200 views, 500, thousands, tens of thousands of views per month if you schedule one every single day. So it's just, podcasting is just the easiest way to make content. If you're watching this, you want to be a podcaster, you want to be a content creator. So just start it, man. And then also, it's the easiest way to grow a social media channel. Starting a podcast is the easiest way to grow a social media channel. This is because if you're doing a guest-based show, if you target big name guests with big followings or a super credible name, like I've advised you in my previous videos and also in my course, top link in the description, I'll show you the exact template to do that most effectively, which has allowed me to get over 50 guests and counting so far, including my dream guests, like Grammy-winning photographer Albert Watson. If you get these big name guests on your show, and they share on their social media, they're going to bring their audience with them. And some of that audience is going to watch the episode, then watch more of your content, and then subscribe to you. So from one episode, you have the potential to 10x, 100x your channel through their audience. And this is exactly what happened when Tyler Cohen put the links to my podcast with him on his website. I woke up one day and saw on my Spotify, YouTube, and Apple podcasts that I'd got thousands of new listeners on these channels. And on Spotify and Apple before that, I was getting like 3 downloads a day, maybe 1 download a day. But what happened is it went up because he put it onto his website. And then obviously it dropped down a bit, but the baseline had shifted upwards. So once that initial spike went up, that where the people consumed his episode, a lot of them stayed and are now listening to my... So if you found me through Tyler Cohen's episode, shout out to you guys. I love you all. Thanks for watching and listening. How easy podcasting can be to grow your own socials organically with no extra effort. Because all they do, you just send them the links via email and they just put it onto their social medias, and then a lot of people will click the link, listen to the episode, and then join you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do paid adverts. You don't have to create even more short form content. If you target popular big name guests, which I've advised you to do in previous videos and on my course, then that can be the easiest way to grow your socials. Imagine if you were a short form content creator and you didn't have that opportunity to leverage a guest's large audience, because why would a guest share your TikTok video? They wouldn't. But if you recorded a one-to-one episode with them, helping them promote their work and having a great conversation with them, then they will. So it's just a super easy way to unlock your to unlock a whole new audience for you. And there's no excuse not to at least try this method. Also, it's a great way. Podcasting is a great way to increase your status and increase your influence, because if you make a guest-based podcast and you secure big name guests, thought leaders, leading academics, like I have and like I advise you to do and like I show you how to do it on this channel and in my course, actually rubs off. So every time you do a new episode with someone who's high status, who's amazing, who's smart and intelligent, it makes you seem more intelligent. It increases your perceived value to your audience and to new audiences. You know, look, Joe Rogan, he started off as a comedian, and through years of associating with these big names as they came onto a show every week, he actually became more and more credible until he became like them, until he became as famous and high status and as much of a thought leader as them. But he didn't start that way. He just started as an MMA commentator and a comedian. And if you want to be a thought leader and if you want to have influence and you want to have some high status and you want to change the world in a positive way, associating yourself with high profile guests by getting them to come onto your show is the easiest way to do that compared to creating solo channels or posting your own brain rot TikTok content. That's not going to get you anything. You're just going to attract a bunch of 13-year-olds. Whereas if you associate yourself with these high names, these big names, these mature people who are intelligent and respectable and the world already loves, some of that magic is going to rub off onto you if you get them onto your show. Also, another reason why you need to start your podcast now is because it's one of the only jobs, one of the only activities where you can just spontaneously follow your passions. You know, there's so many people that have all these cool hobbies like bird watching or like making pottery or studying the Roman Empire. If they just made a podcast and explored the topics they're interested in, explored those topics, eventually their audience will become large enough where they can get monetized and they can get brand deals and they can make money doing what they were doing anyway, which was, and that's exactly what I do. You know, I study science, I study psychology, I study human nature, I study photography, business, entrepreneurship. And all I do is just find a topic I'm interested in and find an expert in that topic and interview them. And I get to talk about what I love for a living. I'm now monetized on YouTube and I've got my first ever student today who's joined my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. So you can do exactly what I'm talking about right now. Top link in the description. It's an absolute no-brainer, guys. It's so good. And you're completely missing out if you haven't started your own podcast, because I'm sure you struggle a lot of the time to relate to a lot of people. You have these weird, quirky passions that you don't think many people are interested in. But if you start your own podcast and start talking about them with experts you find on the internet, you'll find more and more people and build your network of like-minded people, which you can now associate with, befriend, and make a living off of doing, you know, talking to them for a living. That sounds pretty cool, right? And it's definitely way better than whatever you're doing right now, if you're sat in an office or you're sat at school. It's an absolute no-brainer. So if you are thinking of starting your own podcast and you're procrastinating, this is your sign. If you don't take action from this video, if you don't create the channel, if you don't create the podcast, if you don't start thinking of guests to get onto your show, right now, you will never start your own show. And I'm going to be terribly, terribly disappointed in you, because imagine if I just didn't take action that one day, 6 months ago. If you want one-to-one help, you want accountability, you want the exact blueprint of how a pro podcaster has gone from no idea of what to do, procrastinating starting a podcast, to Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster who secured his dream guests and is now getting monetized from doing this passion, this almost hobby. If you want that, if that's what you would like to be, it is possible if you join my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. I'll give you personalized one-to-one feedback on the live weekly calls. And I've done video courses which guide you through the exact process I still use today to continue to grow my show, secure dream guests, and create viral content. And we've already got one student who's joined in the last few days. And that means there's only 24 places left to get it half price. It was 25, now it's 24, because we've got a student who's just joined and is going to reap the benefits and become a pro podcaster. And you won't be if you don't join this community. You're very, very early still, but once it goes past 25, I'm doubling the price. And if you join it, you're going to be with young, well, not necessarily young, you don't have to be young, but ambitious people who want to start their own show, right? That's going to have accountability. So you're going to stick with it longer and get the results much faster. And you'll have personal one-to-one feedback with me on the live weekly calls with the rest of the students. So if you're interested, top link in the description. If you're not going to take action from this video and you're going to click onto the next video on your YouTube, then get off this channel and you're never going to start your own podcast. I just have to be honest with you guys. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just how it is. You just need to start your own show now. Now is the best time. I don't care if you're in school studying for exams. I don't care if you're in a 9-to-5 job. You can still do it. I'm living evidence of that. So hopefully see you in the community and goodbye.